You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. This is us again. I'm Reverend Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God, and we're located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, Melbourne, Florida.
Amen.
And our telephone number is 321-255-6999. I always remind you, if you do not have a home church, our doors are open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. We are the church, praise God, in the city, with the city in its heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Well, praise the Lord out there in Radio Land. Once again, we come into your homes and wherever you are, nursing home, prison cells, automobiles. We just want to tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ, he loves you. He loves you so much until he went to Calvary's cross to die for your sins.
Amen.
And all we need to do as children of God, and even those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, is to thank him for what he has done. He is so merciful and gracious, and we want to share him with you today through the word of God. But before we get into the word, I want to pray for my faith partners and radio listeners out there in Radio Land. Father God, once again, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray for those, Lord, that are bound up in whatever situation that have them, Lord God, that they can be free through trusting in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all forces of the evil one that is causing confusion and havoc in the lives of God's people, we break those powers.
Amen.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Command that the forces of hell cease and desist and leave each and every person that loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for that, and we praise you right now because you have said to us in your word that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Amen.
We need you right now, Lord Jesus. I ask that the Holy Spirit will go through the airways and touch the hearts of those that have tuned into the broadcast.
Yes.
That they will receive your word and give you all the praise and honor and glory. Thank you so much, Lord, for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross that made it possible that we would be able to have eternal life.
Yes, Lord.
And redemption through your blood and the forgiveness of sin. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to look at what the word of God says concerning he who has the Son of God.
Amen.
The Bible is clear, and there are many dead people that are walking out there because they don't have eternal life. They only have life. And I tell you that as a child of God, we need the Son.
Yes.
Because without the Son, we don't have eternal life. So we're going to look at the Word of God today and take it very slow and discuss a lot of things there concerning 1 John 5. And we want to look at the 10th verse there, and we'll go down from there. And I'm going to ask Minister Glory if she want to, which she would like Amen. To read this 10th verse there, because it's very important that he who has the Son of God has life. Do you have the Son of God
Amen.
Out there in Radio Land? And even on this panel here, I mean, we are not exempt from the scriptures because The scriptures are the authority
of God's
Pastor. Word. So we don't want to look at it today and see what the Holy Spirit would do with us in terms of this word.
Amen.
So Ms. Gloria,
it says, he that believeth on the Son of God have the witness in himself.
Amen.
He that believeth not God have made him a liar.
Yes.
Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, what is that record that God gave to us? What is that record? The scripture tells us what the record is. And many people today, they have refused. They've heard the word and have refused to accept that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was sent forth into this earth realm to seek and save that which was lost. And all humanity was lost, and therefore all need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world.
Yes.
So they did not and still refuse to believe the record that God has given to us, that we all, praise God, if we receive Jesus, we have eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And this praise is the record God. That God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
Praise God. He's given us this record, and this record is what? Eternal life.
Eternal life.
Amen.
And we receive this record, and therefore we have eternal life, because this life is in the Son of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
in the Son of God. You know, evangelists, many people today have the opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, because in him is life.
Amen.
Praise God. And he has declared that to us.
That's the record, Pastor.
According to Scripture.
That's the record.
Amen.
Amen.
When we look back in St. John 10, in verse 10, we see that he told us, I don't want to talk about the thief. I'm going to speak about the life that Jesus said, that I come that you might have life. And life more abundantly.
Abundantly.
And, amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Abundantly, Pastor.
Abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
Life to the full.
Heaven is not going to be bored, Pastor.
Not at all. So the thing of it is that life is in his Son.
And Jesus. He had a record, Pastor. God gave a record of his Son.
Amen. He gave a record of his Son.
He gave a record.
How many believe that record today?
Pastor, listen, we're free will agents, Pastor.
That is true.
And guess what? You have the power to choose life or death. So, Pastor, choose wisely. Choose life. Jesus is the life.
Amen. Because God will never go against the will of an individual.
Amen.
We're all free moral agents.
Amen.
And you have the right to choose. But what we're saying today is that if you have not received the Son of God, or perhaps received the record that God has given us, you will not have eternal life. And many people today are walking around, they are homeless. Some have houses, but they're still homeless, because if anything were to take place, they still wouldn't have a home with our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
That is correct, Pastor.
So this record is vitally important when we believe what the Word of God says. We believe the Word of God. Amen. So what did he say there, that the record, if you have to believe.
You have to, must believe.
You must believe, yes. You must believe. And the faith must be in what Jesus Christ has done for us.
Amen.
Because if you refuse to receive what Christ has done, then how can you walk in the victory? Because the victory is in him and what he has done. The scriptures emphatically declare that in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57. It tells us, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory.
Yes.
Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the victory, the life, everything that Jesus has done, we benefit from it when we receive him as Lord and Savior
Amen.
Of our lives. Praise God. Amen. And I tell you, the record is clear when we believe what God the Father has said. Read that again.
And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son.
This is the record that God has given
yes.
us. You know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this record is a powerful record.
Yes.
Amen. If you want to believe it. Yes, evangelist.
Now listen, let's go above that scripture, Pastor, where he says, he that believeth not God
yes.
hath made him a liar.
Yes.
Because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. Mm-hmm. Pastor, God called you a liar if you don't believe the record that he sent his Son. The record is true, Pastor. God sent his Son. Now, guess what? Now, what you say before God, if you don't make it into the kingdom, that's between you and God.
Amen.
But it won't. Listen, God get the last word. I don't care what you tell him, Pastor. If you done in that white throne judgment, you done missed the mark, Pastor. You can't get in because you didn't believe the record.
Well, anyone that's standing before the white throne judgment is there for condemnation anyway.
Yes, yes.
The final judgment, so... We don't want to show up that there, nor will a child of God be over on that side. They will be over in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
And we have, and you won't be there to be judged for sin, because your sins have already been forgiven.
Amen. They're under
that
the blood.
Took place yes. at the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So the whole idea is that we must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and those that have not received him. This is vitally important that we believe the record that God said. It said God gave us this record.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. This record didn't come from some ecclesiastical body. This record came from God Almighty, the creator of the universe.
Amen. Amen.
And he gave us this record. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, it's very powerful that when we receive this record, then we can walk therein and thereby, whatever the word says, and we can walk into victory, and we can walk into peace of God. Amen. So we want to look at some more of this because it's really important that
yes,
we understand that we have received the record. And it's not some record from some disco or some place like this. This is the record of God.
Amen.
The record of God that he sent his Son.
He gave his Son.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
Well, he gave his Son. And still, he sent his Son because the scripture said that he sent his Son.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. So we want to look at another verse of scripture here before we come back to this because it's line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there.
Yes.
And we want to reference this with another verse of scripture here that the record that God gave us is that in Galatians 4 and verse 4, I would love for someone to read that, praise God, because it says when the fullness of time has come that God sent forth his only begotten Son, his only Son. Read it.
But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman.
Yes.
Made under the law.
Mm-hmm.
To redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
Praise God. Isn't mm-hmm. that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
we might receive the adoption of sons. Because now this is a record that God gave us.
Amen.
We still have to believe this record. I believe this record. Praise God.
Amen.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe everything that he has done. Praise God. My faith and your faith and our faith should be in the Lord Jesus Christ because God gave us this record. Praise yes. the Lord. And how many of us out there in Radio Land, if you've been leaving some other records, Your faith must be in the Lord Jesus Christ because the scripture says, he who has the Son of God has life.
Amen.
Life is in the Son. I don't mean the S-U-N. I mean the S-O-N.
Amen.
That's where the life
Son
is. In the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, minister of glory, read a little further there. Praise God.
In Galatians.
Yes, Galatians.
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, praise the Lord, Abba, Father.
Daddy.
Yes, Daddy.
Daddy. You see, and the evil one has been deceived so much. He deceived himself, because when he comes up against a child of God, we run to Daddy.
Yes.
We cry out, Abba, Father. Glory to God.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
We cry
yes,
out to Abba, Father, because we are in the Son.
Amen.
Praise God. We are in the Son.
We're in the Son.
Evangel, do you have something you want to?
Pastor, just the word Abba gets me, Pastor. That means God wants you to have an intimacy with him, Pastor.
Yes.
The relationship. Without no relationship, there's no fellowship, Pastor. And God wants you to come into his presence, that he wants you to come boldly to talk to Daddy, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. We have that right. This is why we have the ticket that we can come boldly, and that's through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood, yes,
the scripture doesn't say ticket. But we have that right, because he said to come boldly before the throne of grace.
Amen.
To obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Amen.
So we only can go to that throne room with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
With the blood. Don't come empty handed in that, Pastor.
Yeah,
you gotta come with blood.
The blood of Jesus. Praise God.
But Pastor, I like the seventh verse. Wherefore thou art no more a servant,
yes,
slave,
amen,
but a son.
And
if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Well, what Christ
amen
have, we have. We're heirs of Christ.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
And
thank
and
you, Jesus.
In Romans 6,
mm-hmm,
Romans, what's that? Romans,
mm-hmm,
in the 16th verse there of Romans 8, there,
uh-huh, uh-huh,
it tells us that we are heirs of God.
Yes. Well, the Spirit itself bear witness, yes, with our spirit.
Yes.
That we are children of God. And if children, then heirs.
Yes.
Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together.
Amen.
Be glorified together. So the whole idea is that in him is life. If you have the Son of God, you have life.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Praise God. Praise amen God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
You have
Pastor
the Son of God, you have life.
The word is wonderful, Pastor.
Amen.
Every chapter, every verse, and every line, Pastor, was spoken by the Lord divine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is. It is wonderful. And we thank the Lord for the record that's been given unto us.
Yes.
Praise God that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. I say he is Lord.
Yes,
we put our faith in him and only in him. That's why when we have situations and circumstances that develop in our lives, we have to look back at what Christ has done. And that's why in Hebrew, the 12th chapter and verse 2, looking unto Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we look back, we look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one. He's the one that has done everything for us.
Yes.
In him is life. And life more abundantly, praise God.
Amen.
And when we look at the Lord Jesus Christ and what he suffered on Calvary's cross, glory to God. Listen, it says here that looking unto Jesus, amen,
yes, Pastor,
who is the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes, Pastor.
For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame.
Yes,
and is
Pastor
now set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yes,
he's now
yes
at the right hand of power.
Yes.
Authority. Praise God. And I tell you, it's very, very good that we look at when you have the Son of God, you have eternal life.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Anybody have something they want to say? You want to go back to 1 John 5, then praise the Lord.
1 John 5.
Mm-hmm. And verse 12.
Yeah.
And 1 John 5, it says, he that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life.
Now that is clear.
That's very clear.
It's very, very clear.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there are many people that are walking around out there that have not given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. They have natural life, but they don't have eternal life. You see, because the scripture says here, he that has the Son of God has life.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is clear.
Very clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I strongly believe that as a child of God, you can say, not to try and condemn anybody, but the point is that if you don't have the Son of God, you don't have life.
That's it, Pastor. That's settled. You can't fight that, Pastor. If you don't have the Son, you have nothing to stand on, Pastor.
Because in Him is life.
In Him is life.
Praise God. In Him is life. And you have the opportunity, because what happened is that God's record that He gave unto us is that the Son of God came to seek and save that which was lost. That's part of the record of God. Amen.
Amen.
John 3:16 is the record of God. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The whole Bible is the record of God.
Amen.
The entire Bible. Pastor. From Genesis 1:1.
His history, Pastor. Yeah.
From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Praise God. Mm-hmm. That's the record of God that He gave to us. As a child of God, we receive God's record. How many of you all have known people that that don't talk about what the Word of God is saying? They have not received the Lord Jesus Christ. They have not received Him. This is why it's so important that we talk about Jesus and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ.
Only one to talk
because,
about.
Because yes, He is the only one. But many people begin to speak about other things there instead of talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And what He has done for us. This is why I look at everything that I can through the power of the Holy Spirit as He leads me to see that the Lord Jesus Christ has done it all.
Complete work.
When we say that He's done it all, then we have to understand that He's done it all, that there's nothing left for me to do but to believe in Him.
That's Amen. What the Word says. You got to believe in Him.
Believe in Him. I wonder when, we can go to another verse of Scripture in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts there. Where I wonder where, when Paul, he didn't tell the Philippian jailer there. He didn't tell him, listen, you have to go to church, and then by going to church, you can receive salvation through the church. No, that's not what he said. He told the Philippian jailer that if you just believe, and you'll be saved and your household. What I'm saying here, we're going to different verses of Scripture, but the main subject is the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. But the thing that we have to keep in mind is that we must believe God's record. And God's record is clear. Praise God.
Yeah, if you go to 13, these things have I written unto you that what? Believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen.
That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. Believe.
Believe, yes.
That's right.
Believe.
Mm-hmm.
I hear people say, well, I just want to make it in. Well, listen, you're already in if you have the Son of God.
Yes.
Amen. You're already in, because the Scripture tells us there that he who has the Son of God have eternal life. So that means that I know that I have the Son of God. Do you know that you have the Son of God? Do you believe what the Word says concerning the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, everybody got to answer that same question, what you just said. Do you have the Son of God? Now, that's between you and God. I mean, the person.
Mm-hmm.
You, them, and they're talking to God, because on Judgment Day, Pastor, nobody's talking up for you. You got to talk for yourself. And God say He looks at the heart, Pastor. So if you're saying with your mouth, they honor me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. You better be doing it from the heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You have to believe from the heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Not from the mind.
That's right.
Not for any external calisthenics where people go through the motions and, you know, God is the only one that knows the heart of us all.
Yes.
So we just thank God for what He has done for
Amen.
Us. It's amazing the things that God has done for us. Untold number of things that he has done that really not has been written in this book.
Yeah, that's what the word says, Pastor. Yeah. If they told everything that Jesus did, we have Bibles. Not just one, Pastor. But they put enough in there, Pastor, where God let us see the characteristics of his son.
Yes, this is the record.
This is the record.
Amen. And we are not able to add anything to this record because,
no,
as he said, it's already written.
Right.
It's already written. He said, one that add or take away, Pastor, the plagues that's in this book going to come upon you.
That's what it says.
So you better stay in between Genesis and Revelation.
Amen. Amen. So,
and then it said, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. Oh my gosh, and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in the book. So you can't add or take away or anything.
No.
Just believe what the Bible says.
Yes,
amen. Let's go back to 1 John 5. Mm-hmm. Praise God. You want to read?
And this says, and this is the confidence. Once you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the confidence that we have in him. And if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
Well, I have a question to ask. Can you have confidence in God if you don't have the Son?
No, you can't have confidence in God if you don't have the Son, Pastor. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no confidence.
No, you don't have.
You have to trust him.
You have to trust him. Believe in the Lord Jesus.
Right. So it says that this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it's a powerful thing there. But listen, I want my radio listeners and faith partners out there, just stand by for a moment. We're going to have a station break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Well, we're back from the break. We're still talking about he who has the Son of God has life. Praise God. And yes. I pray that each one of you out there in Radio Land that are tuning to the broadcast that you have eternal life. And if you don't have eternal life, you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will have eternal life.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the scripture that we are now talking about is in 1 John 5 and verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, not in our church, not in a pastor, not in any man, but this is the confidence that we have in Jesus.
Yes.
And in order to have confidence in him, you must be in him. And this is why the scripture tells us that he who has the Son of God have eternal life.
Amen.
The whole purpose of everything that's being spoken of is that you don't have to say, well, I just want to make it in, or I wonder what is going to take place after I leave this earth realm. No, you will know, first of all, where you're going. You will know who you will be with.
Amen.
When you've reached that final destination. The scriptures are clear concerning 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 8. It says that, glory to God, praise the Lord. The scripture is very clear, is that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
That's right.
Praise God. And we are confident.
Mm-hmm.
We are confident.
It says we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Praise God.
That's why before that, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord because what is happening is that our faith and trust must be in the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Son of God is indicative of deity.
Yes.
You know,
that's Son of God.
Deity.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And the thing of it is that We put our trust in him. There's nothing we can do without him. The will of God is that his word states exactly who he is and what he has done. And this is why in the 14th verse there of 1 John 5 is talking about this confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will is his word.
Yes.
And we have the word before us, and we're speaking about the word of God. The word is clear, and it's the record of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody else? And this is the confidence that we have in him. How many have confidence in him?
Amen.
You can't have confidence in him if you don't know him, Pastor.
That is
God
true.
God wants you to know him so you will receive confidence. Because whom the Son set free is free indeed.
Yeah. All this power and anointing comes only through the relationship that we have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the one that is able to do all things. He cannot fail. And the reason in Ephesians 3 and verse 20, it tells us that now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Well, I thank God for the power,
Amen.
The anointing that has been placed in our lives as children of God. We have received the record of God. And God says that he who has the Son has life.
Yes.
Praise God. And if you don't have the Son, you don't have life. You don't have to be concerned about, well, I'm wondering if I'm going to make it in. No, you're already in when you have the Son. Praise God.
Amen.
Evangelist, you have something you want to
add on? Yes, I'm just going back to the fifth chapter, 1 John, the fifth chapter, verse 11. Mm-hmm. And this is the record.
Yes.
Pastor, this is the record. You can put a quotation mark there, Pastor. You don't have to go no further. And this is the record. What is the record? That God has given to us eternal life. Pastor,
Amen.
Do you know that what a blessing God gave to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son.
Amen. Amen. The life is in his Son. Praise God.
You can't get to heaven without the Son, Pastor.
And all we have to do, all God is asking us to do is to believe.
That's it. He didn't say bring no money, Pastor. He said bring your checkbook. Bring your credit card, Pastor. Use Visa. Or they say, what's that? State Farm. You're in good hands. No, the hands you need to be in is Jesus.
Hallelujah. All God wants us to do is to believe his record.
Amen.
Believe what he's given unto us. Praise the Lord.
And guess what?
I thank, hallelujah. I thank God for the record. Best. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for the record. Because without the record, I don't know where I would be, and you don't know where you would be, because the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came here, he sought the wicked. He sought those that were lost.
Yes.
He didn't come to call the righteous.
Amen.
But sinners to repentance. This is the record of God. How can we omit the record of God and what God has said to us? He who has the Son of God have eternal life. And I want to tell you that all God expects you to do is just to believe in his Son. And many people are saying, well, I got to get myself straightened out before I'm able to do this, because the way that I'm living now is not the right way. So when I clean myself up, then I'll be able to either come to church and to receive the Son of God or the record of God. Well, let me tell you something. Let Jesus clean you up.
Yes.
Let him clean you up.
Clean
Praise God. You will never be able to clean yourself up. You don't have the ability to clean yourself up. Trust the Lord.
Yes.
Trust the Lord.
Amen.
He's the only one that can do this perfect work in your life. So if you have the Son of God, then you have eternal life. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
By having that eternal life that he promised to us all, I want to tell you, In 1 John, it tells us in verse 1 and verse 7, it says that we can walk in this light because God is light. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Yes.
God is light. And in him there's no darkness at all.
That's the
praise
word.
God. There's
says,
no darkness at all. If we walk in the light as he's in that light, then we have the fellowship one with another.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Amen.
Yes.
Well, the blood has power.
Yes.
Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
But the word says,
and the word
Pastor.
Of God tells us that our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed his precious blood there on Calvary's cross.
Amen.
Anyone else got something they want
to
share?
I want to go back to the confidence
that
we have in him.
Praise
the
Lord.
You know, I remember when I went to 1 Peter 3 and 12, it says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous.
Yes.
And who are righteous? The ones that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done. And his ears are open unto their prayers. So this is the confidence we have. So we can ask anything according to the word of God, and he will answer our prayer. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. There's some people that are evil in the church. So we have to be. So really, they better get right with God. I'm telling you, because we know the world out there, the people in the world are evil. But really, get yourself right with God. Amen. And believe on who Christ really is and what he has done for you on the cross of Calvary.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we thank God for that because. His eyes, he's watching us all the time. He knows exactly what we're doing. He knows where we are.
Yes.
And the most important thing is that when we pray, he's hearing our prayers. Amen. But he only hears our prayers if we are in the Son. Glory to God.
In the Son. That's correct.
In him we live and move and have our being.
Go ahead.
So we must trust him. And today, the extension that we give to everybody out there is the record of God.
Yes.
Receive the record of God. You know, God gave this record so that we all could have eternal life.
Yes.
But if we refuse to receive the record of God, and many people have refused, there's still time. As long as you have breath in your body, you have an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
But what I'm saying is that we cannot push this aside, and we have to remember that time is winding up.
Yes, it is, Pastor.
I mean, it's winding up. Prophecies are being fulfilled even as I speak.
Yes.
The thing of it is that we have to know whether we're in the position to take on what God's word says. And the only way you can be in the position to take on what God's word says is that you have to be in the Son. And a lot of times, don't mistake what I'm saying by being in the Son, because there's the S-U-N and then there's the S-O-N. I'm referring to the S-O-N, the one that hung there on Calvary's cross, the one that blotted out the handwritings and the ordinances that were against us and contrary to us by taking it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That's the one that I'm talking about, the S-O-N. What a mighty God.
Amen.
That we serve. Thank you, Lord, for sending forth your only begotten Son.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth in him, not in the church, not in the bishop, not in any man, but believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Or eternal life. Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
I tell you, that's God's record.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God didn't send us some record that that would not extend eternal life to us. He sent his record. Praise God. And I believe his record.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise
yes,
God.
I believe it too.
A personal, amen. A personal belief. I believe his record because God cannot lie.
No.
Amen. He cannot lie.
There's no lie in him.
In Hebrews 6 and verse 18, the word of God says that, you know, that he cannot lie. With the immutabilities of two things, it's impossible for God to lie. God cannot lie. So he gave us a record that we can believe and have eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Isn't that a wonderful
yes,
thing
it
there?
Is, Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anybody?
I think it's Numbers 23, 19 through 20, Pastor. Let me turn there and see. About God said he's not a man that he should lie, Pastor. Listen, God is not a man, Pastor.
But Hebrews 23:19. Right.
That's
19.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's go ahead, Pastor. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath God said and shall he not do it?
Right.
Or hath God spoken and shall he not make it good? Mm-hmm. God is faithful.
Yes.
And true. Mm-hmm. He's faithful and true. What did I say? What scripture did I say, Pastor? What chapter was that?
Numbers 23, verse 19.
Okay. I'm on 19, verse 19, Pastor. That ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
23. Well, the word of God is clear, and we are not behind these microphones to exalt ourselves.
Amen. Or
to tell you how much Greek and Hebrew we know, mm-hmm. or perhaps being in a position to say that we have everything and no one else knows anything. That is not the purpose of this broadcast, nor our reason for being here.
Amen.
The word tells us that we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So I want to just pray for folks out there in radio land. There, praise God. You may not have the opportunity at the moment to be in a church or a cathedral or wherever it is that ecclesiastical body, but you have the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's right there, right where you are. He's right there.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that because he is omnipresent. You don't have to be in the building to just open up your heart and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Amen.
And he will come in because he's right there.
Yes, he will, Pastor.
Praise God. In Revelation 3 and verse 20, he says that he stands at the door and knock. He's trying to get into the church and he's trying to get into your heart because you are most precious to him. He said, he stands at the door and knock at the door of your heart. And if any man would hear his voice and open up that door, he will come unto him and sup with him. That's what Jesus would do. That's what the Son of God would do. That's the record of God.
Amen.
We all need to take hold of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Praise God. Our faith has to be in him. Amen.
Amen.
In him and yes. only him.
Yes.
Praise God. Most of us, we wind up putting our faith in other things that have no eternal value to them. But I want to tell you today that the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the record of God. He's who God sent here to redeem us, to bless us,
yes.
to heal us,
yes.
to deliver us.
Yes.
And he's done this mighty work. So all we need to do is receive the record of God. Amen. Minister Glory, you have something?
Praise God. I was going to continue. You know, that if, that's a condition, the qualifier. And if we know that he hears us, praise God, whatsoever we ask in faith, mm-hmm. we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. But it has to be the will of God.
It has to be the will of God.
It has to be the will of God. And in order to.
According to his will. Amen.
According to his will,
Amen.
Which is his word.
Yes.
And who is the word? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
The Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
The one that hung there on Calvary's cross
Amen.
For all of our sins,
mm-hmm.
sicknesses, and disease.
Yes.
And by his stripes we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. By his stripes we are healed. We receive what he's done for us. We're not trying to make ourselves holy or righteous. No, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that have made us righteous. Praise God. The Word of God tells us that in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, which is a very familiar verse of Scripture here, that the Father made the Son to be a sin offering for us, who knew no sin,
Amen.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
That's what the Word says.
We are in him. Praise God. We are in him. Glory to God. And by being in him, we have eternal life. We have eternal life. Glory
Praise
to
God.
God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful thing there.
Yes.
We are in him.
In him.
Glory to God. And this is why we want to be steadfast in him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to move out of him.
Nope.
We want to anchor ourselves completely in Him.
Yes.
And no matter what circumstances come your way, you can remember that in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58, where the Word of God tells us to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. So whatever we're doing, through understanding that we have received the record of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who made it possible for us to have eternal life through our receiving Him and believing in that finished work that Jesus Christ has done on Calvary's cross. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That was a beautiful scripture you just quoted there too, man. Well, all of it's beautiful, but that scripture, Pastor, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast.
Yes.
Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Pastor, we're not laboring in vain in the Lord. You're not laboring in vain. God's going to pay you. There's a payday coming, Pastor.
And we're not laboring anyway because
He did the work.
Our labor, as what the scripture says, that we're not laboring in vain.
No.
No. There's no emptiness in terms of what we are doing through what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Amen.
It's the Holy Spirit that's working in us, because the Word tells us, glory to God, we're in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is at work in our lives. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes, Pastor.
In Philippians 2 and verse 13, what does the Word say there? Praise God. Verse 12, it tells us that you to work out your own salvation through fear and trembling.
Yes, Pastor.
But the next verse says that, for it is God that worketh in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
Yes.
When you're in the Son, glory to God. God is working out everything for your betterment. Praise the Lord. Our benefits only come through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to His wonderful name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of our God. I tell you, we serve a mighty God.
Yes,
evangelist, sometimes when things are not going the way that we anticipate, we know that God is still on the throne.
Sits high and look low, Pastor. Yes.
And He's able to do all things. He cannot fail.
Pastor, that's the time for us to run into the prayer closet. When you did all that you could do, stand. Pastor, get on them knees and put that head up and call on Jesus. If you don't know how to put them two lips together, Pastor, all you have to do is, you can't call out, just Jesus.
Well, the most important thing anyway, even if you can't call out, just to be in His presence.
Oh, okay.
Well, in His presence is the fullness of joy.
That right hand.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You right, Pastor.
So, most of the time, a lot of times we just thank God for what He's doing.
Yeah.
I just look at how the Lord came into this earth realm here to seek and save us that were lost. You know?
Ain't that something, Pastor? He came into this world to seek sinners.
Yeah. Looking for us.
Looking for us, Pastor. We didn't look for Him. He came looking for us.
That is right. We weren't looking for Him. And that's why when He came to get everybody, but a lot of people refused to believe the record of God. My Lord, Jesus. Mm. Hallelujah. I bind this thing in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Take authority over it according to the word of God.
Yes.
Loose your hold.
Amen.
You have no place in my life,
amen,
as a child of God.
In
this is what you tell
Jesus.
Those spirits that try to annoy you and keep you from serving the true and living God.
Amen.
In Him, glory to God. We are in Him, and we have the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. And we have the hallelujah choir. Praise God. The hallelujah praise.
Amen.
We can do this thing. Praise the Lord. And give the Lord Jesus Christ all of the honor
and
the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What did He say in His word? In 2 Corinthians 10, and verse, we walk in the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal,
amen,
but they are mighty through God,
amen,
to the pulling down of strongholds. Glory
down.
To God. Pulling down a stronghold. Anything that's trying to set up itself in your mind, you take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, the Son of the living God. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Have and believe that record that was sent to you. Praise the Lord. That in him you have eternal life.
Yes.
Glory to God. And that's life in the Son. We thank God for everything that he's doing. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. Somebody out there in Radio Land, wherever you are and what you're doing, don't be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. Jesus. Whatever problems you may have, say Jesus. I believe what you've said in your
Amen.
Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. I have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You're mighty and you're great. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You're able to do all things. Thank you, Jesus. We walk according to what your word says, and we give you all the praise. Evangelist, you've got something you want to say in the closing minutes here?
Pastor,
praise God. Hallelujah.
Pastor, what you were just ministering on, Pastor. You have to come to God and ask God to come into your heart, not into your head. Come into your heart to be your Lord, your master, your ruler, your owner, your everything.
Amen.
Because we need the King. We need everything from God, everything from Genesis to Revelation. If you don't read the book, I hate to say it, that you're unlearned. Once you know the truth has set you free. You need God to give you his supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge, supernatural understanding, but it only comes from the word of God. And you got to come to God to get this.
Yes.
Praise God. When you exercise your faith and the ability that God has given you through the power of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
what will happen is that you will be blessed. And you'll be able to be a blessing to others.
Yes.
Praise God. Because Jesus is Lord. He is in control of all of our lives.
Yes,
we belong to him. We don't belong to ourselves. We've been bought with a price.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Blood was shed. We have a blood covenant.
Yes.
I said a blood covenant. And that blood covenant came to us from the record of God. We received Jesus as our personal Savior.
Yes.
Glory to God. And I tell you that agreement is between us and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. Minister Gloria, listen, I would like for you to read Romans 10. Praise God. Because that's the record of God for those that, or everybody, praise the Lord, that need Jesus.
So open up your hearts right now. Amen.
Amen.
And believe this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Mm-hmm.
With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved by faith.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. And the word of God tells us that how can you call on him who have not heard?
Yes.
Or believe.
That's
I mean, how can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You have to first hear, because the word tells us that faith comes by hearing,
Amen.
And hearing by the word of God.
That's right.
We thank the Lord today. Glory to God for everything that he has done. And I pray that whomever to tune in to the broadcast out there in Radio Land, that you will receive the record of God. Amen. In spite of all the problems you may have, listen. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and he is truly good. You've tried everything else. Let's look at what the word of God says and the record that the Father has sent to us by giving his only begotten Son to us, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, I want to say this before we get off the air, is that God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
Receive the record of God. Hallelujah. And receive eternal life. And I pray right now that everyone out there in the radio land there, that you would believe the record of Almighty God.
Amen.
Almighty God.
Amen.
And that he and he alone is able to do exactly what he said to you through his word. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, Pastor.
Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is our prayer. Praise God. Until the next time, continue to tune into this broadcast at the same time, and we give the Lord Jesus Christ all of the praise.
Yes.
Receive that record.
Yes.
That God has given to us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You have been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.